A new report finds nearly 60% of adult Australians reported encountering misinformation during the lead-up to the 2025 federal election. Most Australians are concerned about the ever-growing rise in false information within the media landscape, as well as facing difficulty in separating fact from fiction. I spoke with Professor of Communication at the University of Canberra's News and Media Research Centre, Dr. Sora Park, to learn more about the findings.
So we wanted to know how Australian voters experience misinformation during an election. So we conducted an online survey shortly after the election in May to see what their experiences were and were they comfortable and confident in verifying misinformation during the election.
So what were some of the major findings in the report that you found very interesting?
First thing is that people experience misinformation quite a lot. Many people said they saw something, false information about the election. 40% of people said they did. More importantly, the majority of people were very worried about that there was lots of misinformation during the election and that they weren't confident that they had the ability to verify it.
What about the results? Like, how do they differ from the various sides of, say, the political spectrum, say, left versus centre versus right, in terms of identifying the misinformation scene?
Well, it was across the board. Everyone had low confidence, and we also measured their actual ability. So we gave them 5 examples of misinformation that were widely circulated during the election to see if they could verify it. Only about half of the people were able to say it's misinformation, and whether you're left or right, it was across the board.
Were there any notable differences between older and younger Australians? If you could expand more into the key differences.
Yes, so young people generally are more confident that they can see misinformation and know that it's misinformation. And it's mainly because they're on social media a lot and they know algorithms. They think, oh, I can easily verify misinformation. But when we actually did the test, they scored actually lower than older people. And part of the reason is that older demographics tend to pay more attention to news media. They have been exposed to accurate information, and when they see misinformation, they can discern it, whereas younger people, because they're not consuming news as much as older people, the ability is much lower.
So what about with regards to the topics? Which ones in the category, say, like if it's environment or finance or whatever it may be, which one had most misinformation in those types of topic categories? Could you talk a little bit about that?
We did ask what topics of misinformation did you come across during the election campaign. The top topic was cost of living. Obviously, people are very interested in that topic, so they've seen a lot of misinformation on that. But they also saw misinformation about nuclear, climate change, immigration, and housing prices. So the key topics that were discussed during the election campaign were also the topics that they saw a lot of misinformation about.
And is this type of study that you and the team have conducted, is this the first of this type of nature? Because the reason why I'm asking this is we hear misinformation a lot more now in this digital age that we're in, with everything being so proliferated in terms of the news and artificial intelligence, so many different factors.
So this is the first we've done in relation to election specifically, but we've been studying misinformation for many years now. For example, during COVID, we did a misinformation study about COVID, and we do an annual news consumption survey, and we, in most years, we ask questions about people's experience of misinformation and how concerned they are. And Australia, among 48 countries we survey, has the highest concern about misinformation in the world.
With that being said, like, for the future, what do you think should be done to combat misinformation? Because I understand, like, there would be misinformation that occurs in some form no matter what, but what are some ways the country should implement strategies in combating misinformation?
So misinformation is here with us and we have to live with it. That's a fact. We can't remove all the misinformation. That's not possible. But there are things we can do as society to help mitigate the impact of it. First, we really need to regulate the digital platforms where most of the misinformation is circulated to make it a more safe environment. We also need to educate the public on their media literacy so they can actually discern misinformation And in this study, we found that people who have had media literacy education are much more likely to be able to detect misinformation. We also found that people who access news regularly and are active news consumers, in other words, people who have access to quality information and news, have a higher ability to discern misinformation, meaning that we really have to keep our news environment high quality and make sure that trustworthy news is available to everyone.
Is there any other talking points that I may have missed throughout our chat that you'd like to raise just as we wrap up?
We do have an interesting figure. We asked about, have you seen political deepfakes, meaning doctored image by AI or, you know, other tools? And although half of people said no, 36% said they weren't sure, meaning people really lack the confidence to verify information and look for AI-generated content.
That was Dr. Sora Puck from the University of Canberra ending the report.